Scientists from Idaho State University are at the University of Alaska Museum of the North in Fairbanks taking high-resolution images of animal bones. It's part of a National Science Foundation-funded project to create an online catalog of bones of every Arctic bird, fish, and mammal. KUAC's Dan Bross visited a museum laboratory to see how they're doing it.
That's the sound of a laser scanning camera at work. Idaho State University Virtualization Laboratory Assistant Manager Nicholas Clement uses the camera mounted on an articulating arm to scan a doll sheep backbone.
It's basically a measuring device that shoots a laser and triangulates space on the computer screen here. So as it's really basically pretty cut and dry, I run the laser over the surface. The computer extrapolates data from the scanner and produces a point cloud. And from here, we'll take this point cloud and we'll edit it and surface it and, you know, mesh it out. And then we'll take the photographs that are being done over here and we'll put the photographs back on the surface so that we're full color and we look very, very much like the actual object did in real life.
The result is a super high resolution image, accurate down to a fifth the size of a human hair. Many of the individual bone specimens being scanned at the Museum of the North are part of entire skeletons. Virtualization lab manager Robert Schlater says once rendered on a computer, the bone images can almost be brought to life.
So you can reassemble an animal, put all its bones back where it's supposed to be, and then animate it as it would move in life, and now you can see how all the bones are moving together, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's nice. One thing that we haven't been doing a lot, but every single model we've ever produced can't be used for it, is you can actually print these out on a 3D printer. And now you've got a physical surrogate of the actual item rather than simply a digital one.
Having precise computer images of rare animal bones means researchers don't have to travel to places like the University of Alaska's Museum of the North to see them. Mammal collection manager Aaron Gunderson points to another valuable aspect of the project.
Well, it will require us to handle things less often. And damage to specimens occurs when you're pulling them out of drawers, packaging them, shipping them.
Gunderson says that's especially important at the Museum of the North, which houses one of the best marine mammal collections.
The second largest collection of marine mammals in North America, second to the Smithsonian.
The collection includes whale skeletons partially displayed in the museum's exhibit area.
So what are we looking at here?
This is the gray whale skull right next to the larger bowhead whale skull.
And how will this be scanned? This is so big. They can't do what they're doing in the other room, right?
No. Well, they will use that movable arm laser that they were using, and we have the whole skeleton for this that belongs with this skull, and we'll be bringing that. It's off-site. We'll be bringing that here for them to scan every bone in the bowhead whale.
The whale skeletons are among a dozen Arctic bird, fish, and mammal specimens to be scanned, a three-week project that includes imaging of hundreds of individual bones. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.